Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Life in the Sandbox segment of the Scott Micklin Morning Show program here on KSJE. I'm not Scott Micklin. You might have noticed that already. Scott, how you doing this morning?
What's going on here? What has happened?
I have a guest in the studio with me this morning, Mr. Scott Micklin. I think many of you are familiar with him since the show's named for him. We're turning the tables a little bit this morning. Thanksgiving is coming up. And yes. So it's a good time of the year to think about gratitude. And so Scott and I decided we'd have a little fun and switch roles. I'm going to interview Scott this morning.
Well, we can talk about that. Now, just a moment here.
Well, there you go. Read the fine print.
Okay. All right. Fire away.
I did give you a heads up. Don't you do that. I'm almost as professional as you. What are you grateful for, Scott? Gratitude is such an important quality of life.
Right.
What are you grateful for?
I am grateful for good friends and good health. I am grateful for a job that I enjoy coming to each and every day.
Which you've been doing for how long now?
Well, you know, here at San Juan College, it would be 17 years.
17 years. And yeah. I still miss you on TV, by the way, but that's a whole nother
good
story.
Memory. But yeah, that was a long time ago. But that was another good job that I enjoyed until I didn't. But that's another story. But yeah, I mean, there are lots of things that I'm grateful for, but those are probably the top ones that come to mind.
Well, I'll let you keep going because I'm the host. I don't have to.
I see how you are. What about you, host? Huh? Do you have anything you're grateful for?
Getting
to be the host today?
You know, it's so funny. When people think of gratitude, they think it's got to be the big things. I'm grateful for sunsets and sunrises. And we live in an area where we're privileged. We get some beautiful sunrises and sunsets. And I'm grateful that I have the wisdom, if that's what you want to call it, to appreciate those finer little things in life that don't cost money, that don't, you know, bring you great fame or acclaim or anything like that. Just the little joys of life. I better say I'm thankful for my wife because she may be listening, so I will do that. I'm thankful that she and I have had 40 wonderful years of marriage together.
I'm thankful that you remembered to thank your wife.
That's right. We're going to celebrate our 43rd wedding anniversary next month, but we've had 40 wonderful years. That's a whole nother story. Maybe we'll talk about another time. I'm grateful for humor. I spoke at the Aztec Chamber of Commerce several years ago, probably 10 years ago now, and Vangie Neal was the director at that time. And it was the annual banquet. And in fact, you were there. You emceed it, I think. And
maybe
I was the speaker. Yeah. And she introduced me as Ron Price, author, speaker, and humorist. And Scott, I didn't ask her to say that. I had never used that term. But as soon as she said it, I went, yeah, that's who I am. So I'm so grateful for the gift of laughter and for the ability to, if people are willing to laugh, I often can help them do so if they're willing. So,
right.
What else comes to your mind, my guest on this Scott Micklin?
I'm back on the hot seat. Here we go.
Show. That's
uh-huh.
right.
Well, I think, you know, some of the smaller things too. You know, as you mentioned, I think, you know, just being able to enjoy the moment of life when we are in one of those places. You know, I spent a weekend with my sister. We don't get to see each other very often, but right. I'm grateful that, you know, family connection.
She lives in Phoenix, I think.
She does.
She?
Exactly.
So you visit her in the wintertime, I hope.
Well, when she'll let me.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. Exactly. But she came over here and enjoyed the cooler weather a few weeks ago when it wasn't as cold, because now she'd just be freezing. Mm. But yeah, so I enjoyed in that and, you know, lots of things, you know, pets, friends. I talked about that, but yeah. Some of those smaller things, too.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. We grumble and gripe sometimes, Scott. You and I and everybody else who's watching or listening to us right now, we grumble and gripe sometimes. But, you know, when you step back for a moment, compared to how many people on this planet would trade places with us in a half a heartbeat, we take their problems, they take ours. I don't want to minimize. Life can be hard. We have our challenges. Come on. But we are so fortunate. We are so blessed to live in this country. even though this will maybe be a political statement, I think our freedoms are eroding in some ways. That's a whole nother conversation. We still have the ability to decide pretty much what we want to do on any given day. And I'm grateful for that. I don't ever want to take that for granted. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do. And I agree with you. And I think that is something that a lot of people in the world maybe can't say.
Yeah.
That it's a very different situation for many folks. We have a lot of things to be grateful for here.
Right, right. You know, and I'm grateful that I'm not the regular host of this program, because I'm realizing I've got to be, watching the clock, and I got to come up with questions, and I got to do all these things that you do so effortlessly and so seamlessly. And I'm grateful for you, Scott Micklin, for giving me this chance to come in every Wednesday and we talk about how to play nice in the sandbox. Thankful that we can do that. And it's always a joy to be with you. So since I don't know how to push all those buttons, you're the button pusher over there.
Oh, I am.
How about if I turn control back over to you and you close this out for today?
We can do that, Ron Price. Right. But we appreciate you and thankful for you being here every Wednesday. Right. And we'll see you again next week.
Oh, that's right. And I'm thankful for Scott being my guest.
That's right.
On this episode of Life in the Sandbox.
There you go. And this is KSJE Farmington.
I was going to say that too.
There you go. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.